This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain announced Wednesday it would close schools in the coming days and place 20,000 troops on standby in efforts to stem the spread of coronavirus as the death toll topped 100. Prime Minister Boris Johnson had held off following the lead of other European countries because of the impact it would have on the workforce. He emphasized the country needs schools to make provisions for the children of key workers who would be otherwise forced to stay home, and that they will also need to look after the most vulnerable children.
This will mean that there will, of course, be far fewer children in the schools, and that will help us to slow the spread of the disease. And these measures are crucial to make sure that the, as I say, the critical parts of the economy keep functioning and public services keep functioning.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization urges governments to implement a comprehensive, aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says it is difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind the surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue spreading with relentless speed around the world. Lindemeyer explains many countries were unprepared to test, treat, and track those infected when the virus struck. He says many still lack the capacity to implement these important measures. He says the lack of medical equipment, tests, personnel, hospital beds, ventilators, and other essential items is a global problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization calls the new coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, an enemy against humanity. For more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tokyo stocks opened more than 2% higher Thursday after the European Central Bank announced a surprise 7,550 billion euro scheme to support the economy, and the Japanese yen edged lower. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate Wednesday approved a $100 billion package that provides free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave, and expanded unemployment benefits. The House passed the measure overnight Friday, so the bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. The U.S. government wants to send $1,000 checks to all Americans as part of a massive rescue plan to help stabilize the economy during the pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports.
A department memo calls for a pair of $250 billion cash infusions, with the first set of checks starting April 6th and a second wave in mid-May. The amounts will vary depending on income and family size. The checks are the centerpiece of a $1 trillion plan to address the coronavirus's economic impact. The proposal also recommends $50 billion for airlines and $300 billion for small businesses. Congress would have to approve it. Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation warns of bank scams connected to the coronavirus outbreak. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
One scam is a claim banks are limiting access to customers' money. The FDIC says there's been an uptick in calls, text messages, letters, and emails from scammers pretending to be FDIC employees, using names of people who actually work at the FDIC. They say there are security issues with bank deposits. The FDIC says they're out to get bank accounts and other personal information. No depositor has lost money since the FDIC was created in 1933. Because of the coronavirus, many banks have shortened branch hours or are pushing customers to use online banking. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Florida lawmaker has become the first member of the U.S. Congress to test positive for the novel coronavirus. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart's office said in a statement he'd entered into quarantine and was working from his Washington apartment. The European Union sealed off its borders Wednesday, trying to put the brakes on the spread of the coronavirus as the number of deaths on the continent soared past the death toll in Asia. Millions of people are on strict lockdown in Europe, now the epicenter of COVID-19, with more than 3,400 deaths. Asia has just over 3,300. Russia closed its borders, too, starting Wednesday through May 1st. Authorities say coronavirus cases have jumped almost 29% overnight, despite the Kremlin imposing tight controls on movement and saying the situation is under control. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.